Hello, welcome to Killer Crawl Space. It's episode 55. This is another Oklahoma mystery. Leonard Derrickson was born July 25th, 1958. He was known as Lenny to everyone that knew him. He was a divorced dairy farmer, and sadly, on March 14th, 1998, he would vanish. It all started at 9 a.m. that morning on his dairy farm in Oklahoma. Lenny and his 16-year-old son was eating breakfast when an unknown truck pulled up outside. Lenny would go out, see what the driver wanted. His son said when his dad came back inside, the driver ended up being a male that wanted to see the stud horse they had for sale. I'm assuming his son kind of watched this conversation between both of them. But his dad would tell him he was going to ride with the guy to Elk City, Oklahoma, and then to Mobetti, Texas, not sure if I pronounced that right, to look at the horse, and he'd return that evening. This was the last time, you know, he would see his father, and he would wait until the following morning to report him missing, when, you know, the whole 24-hour thing. Was he murdered? Did the unknown male kidnap him? What happened to Lenny? The police have no clue because there is no evidence of a crime because no body's been found and no evidence of murder. And the only clue is of the mysterious man. Some sightings would surface, and one would be a waitress claimed to have seen Lenny and a man at a local coffee shop. The man matched the description of the man who had picked up Lenny from his house. Which the description of the man is what the son seen. The waitress would say there was nothing odd about the man and the situation, and it seemed like the men were talking pretty much over some breakfast and coffee. I'm not sure if Lenny was eating or not, but one thing said he was, and family would say he wouldn't eat again like that. You know, where he was eating breakfast with his son, but then also, you know, if he was interrupted, he might not have finished. But either way, you know, even if he wasn't eating again, he might have been having coffee, which could be more accurate. Him having coffee, the guy eating breakfast before they went off on the drive. The police would check the barn where Lenny kept the stud horse, and he had not made it there either. And everything was cold on the case until 6 months later, a man would phone the police saying he had sat next to a man at a bar in Amarillo, Texas, and realized it was Lenny. And the unknown caller described Lenny in detail, but would not reveal who he was. By the time the police got there, both the caller and possibly Lenny was gone. The bartender would be interviewed the next day, and she remembered the caller being at the bar and was able to, you know, validate the story of at least the caller. So was it Lenny? The police think it might have been. There are a few theories on this case, and I'll mention them here. Leonard had gone through a divorce, well, Lenny, and was having financial troubles, so did he just walk away? His son and others don't believe it because he was very close to his son, and if that's the case, then it leads back to the mysterious man. And from my understanding, the stranger should not have known where Lenny lived, because Lenny had not advertised the horse being for sale, which I've never sold a horse, so I would assume you'd have to advertise it, but maybe he could have passed, you know, mentioned it, or I don't know. But whatever the case, it don't seem to add up. I read a few suggestions that Lenny might have been gay and the unknown man was a lover. And I also read it could have been a business partner of some sort, even though Lenny's son said he didn't get that vibe that his dad knew the man prior to him showing up. I don't know. I guess he could sense this by the way they talked, I'm assuming. But whether it be, like, to go into further detail, if it would have been, you know, an unknown man that was his lover, or the unknown man was his lover, you know, back in the 90s, which it's kind of still frowned upon today, but, you know, even back then, probably in that small community, because I live in a small area, and if you're not white, you're basically shunned if you're not a Christian white person. So, maybe that's what, you know, but I don't see why walking away from his kid, though. That's what kind of baffles me on it. Reading through some other comments, somebody mentioned their dad was receiving letters from someone stating they would see Lenny all the time in Oregon. And this is supposed to be a relative, so I don't know if it was like Lenny's cousin, something like that, and their dad, you know, receiving the letters. But this comment, like I said, was from a family member, but nothing was found of this from my understanding. And the same person would also mention there was a man who Lenny had ties with in Texas. And they understood the man never let them on the property. Not sure if this is possibly the same man who picked him up from his house, though. Because if they were headed to Texas, why? Because apparently, you know, the horse was still in Oklahoma. Anyway, the mysterious man is described by Lenny's son to be a white male who was roughly 40 years old, so pretty much about the age of his dad. He was a little over 6 foot and weighed a little over 200 pounds. He had a reddish collar, full beard, and wore a hat that had the words "No Fear" across the front. And he seemed to be right-handed and smoked Marlboro Light cigarettes. So I kind of get the vibe, you know, in this case that he might have just walked away. But like I said, it doesn't explain leaving his son behind unless he was just really torn up and just thought his son would be better off. Because his son's 16, he's almost an adult. You know, it's still young to be able to take care of yourself. But then again, you might be, you know, his son might still be able to. But from my understanding, him and his son were very, very close. But like I said, it seems nothing fully will add up with the disappearance of Lenny, which in turn makes this case still remain a mystery.